I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Did you press it?
Yeah, it's
awkward start.
Okay, so James Mackay is currently
dead.
No, he's on a life support system.
All right,
and
but it feels like his whole life he's been a life support system.
And we're at the moment where we have to choose whether to turn it off. And there's been like loads of his family flying over to say, I'll do it.
Yeah, and then they did. And the amazing part is,
he survived.
He was never alive to begin with.
The doctors have said they've never seen anything like it. This is 145. Thank you for joining us with your ears, with your brains, with your love, with your dick.
What?
It's an no, I don't know. If you haven't got a dick, I apologize. Did you watch the Olympics where they had both things?
Both things?
Yeah, one of the South African runners had... She hasn't got a womb, but she's got internal testes.
All right. So would she disqualify?
Mate, don't get turned on. Just let me finish the story.
Was she disqualified or something?
No, she won.
All right.
And she has to take... She's not allowed to take testosterone, or she has to take this balancing thing. But she won. She won... Fucking wave.
Like a mile ahead.
Yeah.
In the 100 meter.
Yeah.
In the 100 meter. She won a mile ahead in a 100 meter race.
It was brutal. Did you watch any of the Olympics?
No, I don't watch football. Only some of the football. That's it. I watched a little bit in the beginning. Then when the league kind of started, didn't prioritize that. But I saw, I went through the games. Yeah. So Brazil won.
Brazil won, and then Neymar wore a headband that said 100% Jesus.
Yeah, he started crying and stuff like that. It really meant a lot for the Brazilians. I mean, they have so many heartaches. I think this is, you know, this is their way of saying, oh, we're still in it.
And also Germany, playing Germany and beating them. Yeah, because after 7-1.
It's a ridiculous team. I mean, it's under 23 and the clubs doesn't have to leave their place. It's not even the best under 23s. I mean...
The clubs don't have to leave their players.
The clubs don't... for the European Championship and World Cup and, you know, qualifying games, the clubs can't say that the player... We're not going to release the players because... but during the Olympics...
But why would they not... Why wouldn't... If because the Euros was on in June, they'd go, no, not releasing them.
No club football would want to have their players play in the summer, to be honest. If you want to sell them further, it can enhance their reputation. If you want to sell a player and he plays for Poland, you don't want to play him. Nobody knows who he is. He's going to have a good European. You might sell him. So it's a good shopping window to selling players. But... To be honest, why would a manager of a club football be happy that his player come 2 weeks later? He's not a part of the preparation of the pre-season. I mean, why would they want that? I mean, preferably if you had great players who nobody played for a national team, wouldn't that be better for club manager? So the club teams don't have to release the players to Olympics, so they won't.
It's like,
but Neymar got special because he didn't go to Copa.
Joe Hart, he had such a great Euros that Man City. But apparently Sam Allardyce said today that he will be in the England squad.
Well, I think the first England squad is fine. I mean, it's only been two games. You can't bench him because he hasn't played two games. That doesn't make any sense.
I think he's out of favour with Pep, though. He's not...
Oh, no, but that's they got a deal for Raul Bravo, apparently, in the pipes.
Raul Bravo, your porn name as well. It's kind of weird.
It's true, actually. Yeah. Well, it's actually Bravo Raul, but...
but I think he's... He's the one that is like 33 or something?
Yeah, he's the older one. Ter Stegen is the younger one. But I think it's obvious what Pep wants. He wants a ball-playing goalkeeper.
And I don't think that Willy Caballero...
No, he's out of favour as well. I mean, not out of favour, but he's not the first... He's not buying a backup for him. He's buying his first-choice keeper now. So he's going to have... So Hart will definitely... I mean, he could stay there to January, but... What's the point of that? I mean, somebody can get injured. He might fight his way in. But I think Pep has made up his mind. He doesn't want to play. I mean, to be honest...
Do you think he's been treated bad, though, Hart?
Why is he treated bad? He doesn't fit in the tactical situation. I don't get that. I think when Mourinho with Schweinsteiger put him playing with the kids and stuff, he can do that. I don't think it's that big necessary. He's still a professional. If he hasn't had like an attitude problem that he doesn't want to come to train... then fine. I think what Van Gaal did with Valdez, if it's true, he refused to play for N21, it's fine. You can treat him that way. But Schweinsteiger at Chelsea, maybe not. This, you know what? I mean, he doesn't like his goalkeeper and build. And everybody knows he's not good with his feet. He's not good at rushing out. I mean, not bad, but that's not his strength at all. And of course Pep wants that. That's how he plays football. I mean, you just see what we saw last the couple of games now. He plays a back three with two centre-halves and the wing The wing back, the fullbacks play.
It's a little bit like Casillas situation at Madrid
when Mourinho came there. Yeah, but I think with Casillas,
agree, just agree, mate.
Yeah, I think Casillas, to be honest, it's more because he didn't think he was good enough anymore. And with Hart, I just think it's pure tactical. There's just no, he doesn't play a keeper like that. It's just nothing to do. He doesn't suit into the way they want to play. And Caballero, I think, is better with the feet and is better rushing out. I mean, he needs...
Penis pasta, Willy Caballero.
Wow. What's with the thing with the Willy all day?
I don't know.
It's like the fifth dick joke.
I don't know.
What's the thing with the penis?
Swedish football dick jokes.
What's going on? Like the sixth, seventh. The tenth.
I've been away in Edinburgh and I've just seen shriveled old men.
You did see something else, but we don't have to talk about that. if you don't want to. Change the subject about doing gig. You did 4 5-minute gigs this morning.
This morning, yeah.
8 o'clock in the morning, you went up and cheered up people for 5 minutes at a time.
Weird as well, because you're just like on for 5 minutes. It's like you can't go any longer than 5 minutes.
That's what you said.
So, it's actually a good one.
Yeah, it is good.
And I think you've only asked me that. So I'd say that and then you'd come in with that. But yeah, 4 or 5 minutes. Kind of weird because if you're so used to doing like a 30-minute set.
Yeah.
And then you sort of have to stop. And then, yeah.
I mean, it must be great for one-liners though. Go up and do 5 minutes, wait half an hour, go up and do 5 minutes. Perfect.
Yeah.
Because you get tired of hearing one-liners. Like Jimmy Carr would be great for that, like doing short jokes. I can't do 5 minutes. That's one story. Oh, thanks for me. And next story. And, we'll talk about that video. I think he's leaving.
But we thought about that we could change the game by having every 5 minutes you have a new sub.
Yeah, how about doing the way that, you know, when you used to be a kid, you just... Or when you play the lower divisions, you don't have three substitutions. You have as many as you want to.
Yeah.
And the friendlies can have that. Is that really such a bad thing? Wouldn't it be quite funny? You can change the game's dynamics much more.
I think it would... Tactically, it could be quite amazing. If you brought on like 8 subs and they were like, you made too many changes, that's why you lost.
Yeah.
But you made 8 changes and they were...
Well, I'm thinking like this. For instance, you're playing... It's nil-nil.
And it's nil-nil with 20 minutes to go. You can bring on...
I mean, we can do this. You can take off 2 defenders, put in 2 strikers, just go for it. You score 2 goals, then now you remove the strikers and put the defenders back on, and then you remove another midfielder, put another... I mean, I'm talking really switch. You can put back players on who's been playing, maybe go for a rest for 10 minutes. and go in and maybe get the intensity up of the game.
Can they go off and then come back?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Wow, okay.
That's what I'm saying. That would be great. You take them off and like, oh, fuck, we need Costa back on. If you're Chelsea, like, bring him on and fucking knock some teeth out.
That's not changing the game. That's fucking really changing the game.
Yeah, but that's a really good idea.
Yeah. Okay, we'll take that to the Olympics.
Well, in the friendlies and in testimonials, they do that all the time. Not that much in friendlies.
In testimonials, but they'll bring out, like, Tony Irving or something.
Yeah,
to
but
play
fuck
golf.
Tony Irving.
No,
just
but like,
real players.
You know what I mean? It's ridiculous.
And it would be good for the youngsters, because you'll probably have more youngsters playing. You know, getting 5 minutes here and there to rest the more
Imagine
experienced
Imagine if you
player.
Just became a 5 minute impact sub guy.
Like Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Yeah, but he started a few cup. You know, he was a decent player. But this, you were trained just for 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, great. That's a great tactical. But they do have that in the NFL. They have kickers.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
They have players who just sit there, do fucking jack shit during the game, and then it's like, it's a goal kick. Go up and kick it. And he just kicks the ball. No, you know, physical contact, nothing. It's just, it goes in or it goes out. And so that's it. So I think they have that in the NFL, so why can't they have that in football?
You've changed the game, mate. You've changed. Yeah. You've picked the game up, you've turned it upside down, you've had a shower with it.
And tossed the salad in it.
Yes. Yeah. Let's have a look at some football now. Shall we start in Spain, just quickly? La Liga started this week. Suarez...
started off where he ended it.
Yeah.
Kept on scoring.
6-2.
Three goals from Suarez. And the day before, Wenger said that Sanchez could be their Suarez. Good way to show him that that's not the case. Suarez really showed that, I think. Like, so, no, wait a minute. They sold Alexis Sanchez because he couldn't get in. They bought me because I'm number one. So it's a big, huge difference. No, he's just... I mean, come on. Who's the better striker in the world? I mean, is there anybody striker? Ronaldo, Messi is not strikers. He's just so productive, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit like Andy Carroll said today. He's out for like 6 weeks.
Yeah, again.
And he said that I'm just a 15 to 20 goal man. That's what I get every season. He hasn't done that since 2009. Like, got 15 goals.
Well, maybe he's talking about reserves games and friendly games and stuff like that.
But yeah, and then Atletico drew 1-1. They went up in the 90th and then conceded in the 93rd.
Very un-Atletico.
Yeah, that'll cost them. No, I got that mixed up with Diego Simeone, not Diego Costa.
But he used to play there.
Yes, good reference. And then Bale got a couple.
Yeah, with both Benzema and Ronaldo missing. And he said before the season that it's going to be an important year. And Zidane concurred. Said, yeah, I think this is going to be, could be... Maybe he's had his breakout year, but now he's, you know, he's really settled in that team. First season, it was, you know, question marks. He scored that goal in the final. The second season was still got injured and was like, yeah, he's good, but, you know, still Ronaldo carrying it. But now I think he's starting to get that feeling in Real that he's getting equally important.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think, and he had a great Euros, of course.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. He's a good player, good lad, good personality, good for the youngsters, I think. He's a really good professional.
Yeah.
Gareth Bale. So all good kudos for him. Hopefully that continues.
And you had a look at the Serie A.
I saw the first game, the Juventus Inter, was a good game. The Juventus completely dominated Inter in the first half. You could almost feel like Allegri is changing the way Juventus playing a little bit, because the only critique against Juventus, they did win go on a 25 games without losing streak, and 23 of them were wins, which is unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
But the only critique might come from Juventus when you ask fans is that they still think that Conte played a bit more entertaining football than Allegri.
Yeah.
Then it's not bad, they're not dissatisfied, but they grind up more results and they really batter them. The first half, they kind of battered Inter, looked like. And I just don't. I think he's really. Everybody knows who he is now, but I still feel he's underrated. Dybala. I think he's absolutely amazing. His technique is just world class. He's a world class striker. I think he's great. And they got such a good squad, Juventus. So.
And Inter, it's De Boer, isn't it?
Yeah, new manager. So they scored 1-0, were battering them. Second half, they kind of dropped back quite a lot, but seemed to still control it. But then they conceded a goal.
Yeah.
You felt like, oh, here we go. But Higuain had just came in.
66 minutes.
Yeah, and then within 10 minutes, they conceded a goal. And 5 minutes later, he's up on a tight angle and scores a pretty decent goal. Welcome to Juventus.
Must have lost this shit.
Yeah, he celebrated like he won the World Cup.
Yeah. And then...
Let's look at the biggest league at the moment, the Championship, where Huddersfield Town, after four matches, a possible 12 points, we've got 10. We are top of the league, say we are top of the league. And there's no moving us. We will not be removed. We are staying till next Saturday.
So, Gary Lineker actually did the first match of the day in his underpants because he said that if Leicester wins, he will do that. So what would you do if...
I will shave my pubes and make it for a blanket for a mouse. That was the cops coming to get me. And then I'll shave my hair off.
All right. Shave your hair off.
Oh, if we get promoted to the Premier League,
Okay, promoted is enough. Shave your head off for promotion. And
my
hair,
not my head.
Yeah, hair on the head.
Yeah.
Yeah, you shave your head.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. So that is fine. But I'm actually quite more interested in the first thing you said. I want to see that...
Blanket for a mouth.
Made out of your pubes, you're going to do a blanket for a mouth. I mean, this is kind of when James said he's going to mow the lawn. He just said it.
No, and James has to shave them.
Why would you want him Why would he even want
that? I don't know.
This is like a 6th, 7th... It's not Dick Joke anymore. This is Dick Fantasy.
Dick Advocate.
This is fantasy. This is fantasy, man.
I'll shave my head.
And make a blanket.
Let's have a look at Friday's. Yeah, we're top of the league, so it's all looking good. And we're the only way... I think it's just 9 points from safety, so that's good.
Friday football is now official. We had one game last season, but that was more of necessity than of planning. Now they started to have, I think, 8 more fixtures coming on Friday. I kind of personally like it, especially if you don't live in the city. I think it's great because I understand for them it's more hassle to go to a game on Friday when you supposed to go.
The strange thing was the United game clashed with Sweden playing the women's semi-final in the Olympics.
All right,
which I thought was quite strange. You know, like it just kind of clashed. So I don't think in Sweden with Zlatan, I don't think it got as much oomph.
Because they watch the Sweden. But
congratulations to Sweden. I watched the final.
Silver medal is a great achievement.
And without doubt, one of the fucking strangest own goals came off the bar, and she just, what the fuck was she thinking? But Mr. Zedman getting 2 there for United.
Yeah, 3 goals in 2 games. I mean, he's...
I think it's 4-3 now if you count the...
Yeah, Charity Shield. He's making mockery at the moment of the Premier League. Like, he's there's so many questions that can he do in the Premier League. And I think after already 3 games, you can see that, okay, maybe he doesn't score 35 goals, but he'll be a solid goal scorer here.
He'll be
a solid goal scorer. He looks dangerous every time the ball gets near. He looks bigger, stronger, more technical than all of the defenders he played so far.
A mate of mine said a quite interesting thing. He's a United fan. He said the signing of Pogba by Mourinho was such a masterstroke because it gets rid of the whole thing of it being United, being Ferguson's team.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know what I mean?
Definitely.
It's like, this is my team now, and also, you made the mistake with Pogba, but I'm going to show no shame, I'm going to bring him
definitely.
Back.
I think that it's a masterstroke. Pogba was amazing that game, and he will be amazing. He, I think it's very few players who can do with that kind of authority that he does. I think it's a similar player, not similar player, who can just do that aspect, but he just can do everything, Pogba. Dembele is really good at that, driving the ball. But Pogba does everything.
Get off your horse.
Yeah, but Pogba does everything. That's the difference. Pogba does everything. He's equally good at, you know, just being a central midfield, holding his position. Driving the ball, he's equally good. He's kind of one of the best in the world with that, absolutely, together with Dembele. But then he's so good at picking the pass up, taking shots, creating situations, creating space.
Yeah.
And he's younger. I mean, that we're talking about, if he can continue that way, he's a very dynamic player. And to people to compare him to Messi and Ronaldo, they will compare him after stats, which you can't do because Pogba will never get as many. But he did get he did get the most assist in the Serie A last season from central midfield. So okay. And it's not always central midfield that wins that. So he is very creative. He creates a lot of space, and he's going to be...
I think it's early doors, and I think you can only judge after like 10 games.
Of course.
United are looking, for me, like
months. I mean, they're looking like champions, man.
If Rooney finds form in this, and he finds his place in this formation, yeah. if he goes back to a bit of better form, and he looks already that this will suit him better, that front four, together with Pogba, that front five, is lethal. Martial, Mkhitaryan, Rooney, Zlatan, and Pogba. You got strength, height, heading ability, speed, dribbling, goal scoring, creativity, Dicks. Five, probably massive, and so it's...
It's they're already looking... To me, they've got a
bit... They look settled.
They look a bit of a feel of Real Madrid. Like, you know, when they get big players.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
They tried to do that a couple of seasons, and this season they really got it spot on.
Yeah.
Zlatan free transfer. I mean, it's not many players who have bigger star status, and then Pogba. They probably got the two who has the biggest status outside of Ronaldo, Messi.
Yeah.
That's probably the two, iconic players there.
That's the first thing I've ever agreed with you about.
Well, I'm guessing Neymar might be ahead of them, but otherwise, you know, when you talk about young kids talking about players, I think definitely Pogba and Zlatan are two of the ones pop into head. So I think they made it. They looked dangerous, and they won comfortably against Southampton 2-0. They controlled the game. Zlatan scoring two goals, of course.
Big header.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that ball's there, but he's just over the. He's just like bang.
He looks stronger and bigger than these players. Yeah. I mean, he looks like he. The physicality of the Premier League doesn't seem to affect him. Like he thrives on it, more or less. He's going to be more spaces for him.
I'm happy. But I don't want United to run away with it.
Nah, I mean, it would have been fun. I would like him to go to another league, of course. But in a way, for his personal ego and level, I think it's good that if he has a good season Premiership, because then they'll shut all the doubters up for once.
Yeah.
That he actually did well there as well. And if somebody's
kind of talking about another season for him as well, but he's going to play two there. But
yeah, he got a 2 years contract, right?
But Bournemouth. It's only Bournemouth and Southampton that have played.
Of course. But on paper, it looks like a strong team. And historically, what Mourinho gets from the team early on, then at least the two coming seasons, I think they'll be top two, top three.
Yeah.
And we'll see. And then, of course, there were surprises. There was not many teams who won all... There was just four teams who won all the four games. It was City, United, Chelsea, and surprisingly Hull.
Yeah.
Who, another surprise result. But City thrashed Stoke. As you said, Hart is not playing. And they look good as well.
Yeah.
They look good. Aguero is just gold machine. And still Guardiola had a little dig at him, saying that he needs to move more without the ball. He just scored five goals in two games, but you know,
Tottenham getting up late against Palace,
deserved win, important, good home debut for Wanyama, scoring the goal. Janssen played the 90 minutes, looks very, very settled in that team, and gives us a huge second option, because Harry Kane actually started behind Janssen.
Yeah.
And Dele Alli dropped to the bench, so you know, having that much wealth, that Dele Alli literally wasn't rested. I mean, he preferred to play other players. It's a good sign.
Yeah.
And he can drop back in midfield as well, you know, if Dier or Wanyama gets injured now when Dembele is gone. So, no, it's looking good. They built the squad, same as before. Good on the bench. Seven guys on the bench. Six of them were own products.
Yeah.
From the academy. Six academy players on the bench and two was on the team. So, good. Started where we ended off. Still looks difficult to break into top four because we said City early played
days,
well.
Early days.
Chelsea looks to have got some winning mentality.
Yeah.
Second game in a row.
Your man got his debut better...
But true, you know, he debuted last week and got an assist.
Yeah, sorry, he got his first goal though.
Yeah, he assisted last week in first goal now, so he started off really well as well, annoyingly. And Conte, you know, he's a good manager, so we'll see what happens there. But then the shock of the round was Burnley. Liverpool.
Yeah.
Great result against Arsenal, but then this is what we've gotten for Liverpool last couple of 2-3 years, isn't it? We don't know what team is going to come show up.
So funny as well, I listened to a few of those phone-ins and that on the BBC and... people just sort of saying, Klopp, he's just like Rodgers. He's just like Rodgers as soon as you lose a game, you know. But it'll be interesting. There's still gaps in that team. And I think Arsenal flattered them a wee bit the week before.
Yeah, they flattered them maybe a little bit. But that's the thing with Liverpool. I think when they get it going, it looks really well. But it's still early days, as I said. I think, especially the way they play. I think Pochettino got Spurs after a year to play the way he wanted to. Pochettino has a shorter time, but after this season, if they still finish 7th, I think you got to discuss if Klopp really has improved that team, because as we've said, they've still wasted a lot of money. And not wasted, they bought a lot of players again.
I think Liverpool for the few years now have just strived for that consistency. They got that second place, and then since then they've just not found it. They can go away and beat Arsenal and then they'll lose to Burnley. I think that sums them up, you know?
Yeah, I think... I think they're really becoming the new old Tottenham.
Yeah, but you also get these teams who are... I look at Tottenham now, and I think Tottenham are very much one of those teams where the management are... we take it game by game, you know? They never seem to get ahead of themselves.
No, no.
And I think Liverpool do, you know? Yeah,
they win one game and thinking we're going to win the title.
Yeah,
And then they lose the next game against Burnley.
Yeah, they never get that string going. But who knows? They might go unbeaten for the rest of the season and win the league.
Yeah, I mean, but I still think that there are holes there. I don't seem to be a fully harmonised team. And I don't think that any of the defenders are good enough to play... they're not good footballers in that team. I think that all the defenders are very defence-minded, except for Moreno, who can't even...
I just think you're not going to win anything if you've got Moreno.
Of course not. I mean, that's for sure. I mean, but now he didn't. He actually played Milner at left back, which was an absolute disaster.
Yeah.
Because Burnley played very narrow, two sets of four. I mean, defender, you can see in the analysts after the game that they played very compact.
Yeah.
And they played narrow. So they wanted them to take the width. And Milner came onto his right foot the entire fucking game on the left wing. Didn't happen. Then he changed it in the second half, put Moreno in. But, you know, he's the worst defender in the league. So what is it? If he was amazing going forward, absolutely amazing, then I can understand it. But he's not.
Yeah.
So they should just play Firmino at left back or something like that, to just get another player in.
Same haircut. What about Burnley? Only had like 20% possession though.
Yeah, 19.8 or some bullshit.
Lowest
ever.
Premier League history.
Yeah.
What
to win a game?
Yeah, but Liverpool couldn't.
They really didn't create that much.
Yeah.
I think it was funny before the game. I was talking to a friend of mine who's a Liverpool supporter, and he was
Jimmy.
No, actually not Jimmy. And he was
Jimmy.
And he was saying that Walker is just so much better than Klein. I was like, yeah, it's kind of the same kind of play. I think Walker is better. If they are both in top form, top form, the peak level, then I think Walker is better. But otherwise, generally, I think Klein's a bit more consistent. But then we're talking, he said, nah, he's so good with the ball, blah, blah. And then 2 minutes into that game, he makes that fucking terrible pass. And I had to like smile a little bit, but like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah,
what the fuck are you doing? I mean, that's just so sloppy.
Yeah, and they
did that time and time again. The defense, they can't play the ball out of the defense with those defenders. And Moreno's the only attacking-minded player, but he's not a ball-playing fullback. He's an attacking fullback to putting crosses or dribble. So I think with with Klavan and with
and he's he's a disaster waiting to happen. Really. Oh, anything in the box, the ball bounces, you're like, he's going to dive in. Oh, you know, yeah, gives away penalties.
And it's just perplexing that a player come back like that. I got so many games.
But what he's got, like, how long? 9 days, 10 days, is a week to go now.
I mean, he came the first season. Made a
no, little, I mean he's got. Yeah, he really has to get. They have to get a left back in.
A specialised left back.
They were talking about that Mustafi.
Yeah, for Arsenal now. Arsenal, Liverpool.
And now Liverpool gonna.
Well, we'll see about that. I think it'll probably end up at Arsenal.
I mean, Wenger did come out and blame some of the stewards. You know, he said that we have to pay for them, and it's always that's worth a player, which is a really weird quote from him.
What worth a player?
He said, you know, we've got other things we've got to buy. We can't just buy players. And he kind of blamed the stewards' wages, you know, the people that work in the stadium.
Well,
and also, then this guy,
well, that's the wages he pays. You think a player should cost £1 million and get £5,000 a week? Yeah. So yeah, if you're living in the '80s, the stewards cost a lot.
And then a guy online then quit, and the letters on Twitter, and it's sort of gone viral. But it's quite funny because he wrote it in Comic Sans, you know, the. And people are just going, fucking grow up, mate. You can't write a resignation letter in Comic Sans, you fucking lunatic. Let's have a look at Sunday's games. It was Bournemouth, West Ham.
Well, Leicester also drew 0-0 as well.
Yeah, that was the later game, but nothing. Yeah.
No, actually, Arsenal were lucky there.
West Ham winning their first game at home.
Yeah, Olympic Stadium. Yeah. And Antonio keeps on fucking popping up with goals.
You don't rate him. I like him.
I mean, it's just so annoying for me because when I look at him, I know that he is decent. He does some good things and he's productive, to say the least. But it's just something that makes me, when I look at him, feels like it's just for the season, right? It's just for like 2 months and then he's going to be a new Michael Ricketts.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not. I mean, you see, he's apparently good enough and he's dangerous. He's very good, to be honest, at filling when the ball is stuck in the third and you kind of get a spare room and you hit the ball into the box. He seems to have a knack to get it into the box, even if he's playing fullback or winger. So he's good because he's a big, strong lad to be playing on a wing.
Yeah,
so he's very strong in the head, which is kind of cool to have players like that who plays on the wing, but they're so strong in the head. He's one of them, definitely.
They'd had a bit of a weird result midweek as well, where they were one up and they conceded late in the Europa League.
Yeah.
So I think for West Ham, I think with that new stadium, I think to get qualifying into European League, the groups, I think is really, really important.
It's important, especially what happened last season.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't get it. What's the point of having a great season?
Yeah.
I mean, they got to realize a great season can't just be finishing fourth. I mean, fourth and 15th must be a difference between that. Yeah. Five and sixth is Europe. And for this team, how can they not treat Europa League like top teams team Champions League?
Yeah.
I mean, that's their Champions League.
Yeah,
because it's not, how the fuck are they going to get into the Champions League? That might happen once every 20 years that somebody out of the top four gets there. Everton did it once, Tottenham did it once, Leicester have done it once. Who done it last fucking 15 years? Nobody.
But Celtic won 5-2, so Rodgers is the Messiah.
Well, as we said, it's going to fit him. It's gonna be do well for him. He's going to stroll through that league with his...
And a couple of their players have come out and said, right, you know, he really has instilled, like, confidence in ourselves.
He massages the legs before the games.
Yeah, shows them their character, his character. Another dick joke. That's 10.
Was that a dick joke? I didn't even get it.
And what about Sunderland Middlesbrough? I thought it was a bit of a weird thing for Moyes to come out afterwards, losing 2-1. He came out and said, it's not a quick fix, this. We're going to get ready for a really big relegation battle. And I thought it was quite a weird thing to say two games into. You know.
I think he kind of feels that the teams around them are just as good, if not better. I think when he was managing Everton, he just had so many years to settle that team. He knew exactly what to do. This is just a whole new... But maybe it's not going to be that easy. I thought that he'll come in and stay them clear of relegation, but... When you look at the teams around, I mean, who's going to go down? I mean, Hull is the one still, but they won two games in a row. At least they got already 6 points, which could be crucial come end of the season.
Yeah.
So I should be worried if I'm a Sunderland. That was a massive game to lose at home. Yeah. Against that relegation candidates, losing at home towards them, that's a 6-pointer.
And Brad Guzan, he's played one game. He's got in goal for Middlesbrough. And he's won as many as he did last season with Aston Villa.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Fuck.
He won one game in 28.
He actually made kind of a mistake this game.
Yeah.
He left a rebound he shouldn't maybe have. But what a great first goal by Stuani. He scored two goals for Middlesbrough. And the Uruguayan international just blasted for 30 yards up. Nobody expected him to shot it straight up. First goal in the Premier League. That's the way to introduce himself.
The photo afterwards, did you see the photo of the Middlesbrough squad in the dressing room?
Yeah.
Adam Clayton, former Huddersfield player, with just a ball, one of his balls.
Yeah, I was like, isn't that his ball?
Because I'm obsessed with that.
Yeah, but that was his ball. It's true. You could see his ball. Yeah.
And then the guy wrote the apology saying, sorry, we didn't realise when we put the photo up.
Hey, his balls are fucking up.
Cool. So we will do... should we look at this? Because you saw some... Didn't you see some bloody hooligans? Do you think they were football hooligans?
Yeah, it felt like that. I mean, it's weird. First, why is it happening in Sweden so often? I mean, it's a peaceful country. We don't have that big of a sport of football, but there's so many fighting. They actually had to abandon the game, Östersund, Södra, against
Jönköping.
Jönköping, Södra. End of the game, the keeper got attacked.
That happens a lot. Not a lot. A lot compared to other leagues.
Yeah, I mean, it happens once a year.
Yeah.
But isn't that ridiculous? I mean,
yeah. And someone gets hit by something.
I can't even remember last time in like the big English Premier League that somebody goes out to a field and hits the ref or the player. But you gotta remember it happened like 10, 15 years ago. Maybe now they're. Were getting relegated and then a supporter came out and literally attacked the ref. Frisk, who is a cunt, by the way, but he doesn't deserve to get jumped on the field. Right. So he got jumped and now the goalkeeper got jumped. And when I was coming home last night, the street just stopped. Everybody was staring someplace. It was like 25 to 40 guys that just rushed to the restaurants and stopped smashing everything.
It wasn't Pokemon.
Nah, it wasn't Pokemon. It would have been fun, though. Why did it crash all the windows? We found a Pokemon there. The store was closed. Shouldn't they do like Pokemons in people's private house?
Yeah, but they've done Pokemons. They had one in like one of the Holocaust museums or something.
Yeah, I heard that as well.
Yeah, so it's not good.
Well, it gets a bit of a history lesson on the world.
Yeah, but it's disrespectful to my people.
It's not your people. But in the Holocaust museum, I think it's kind of sensitive because they can be perceived as ghosts. The Pokemon, but they're not, you know. So yeah. it could fool some people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Smoke this, man. No. So Norrköping still top, but Malmö have a game in hand. Hammarby got a good win yesterday, 2-0 against Gothenburg.
Yeah.
Kennedy with the late.
A ridiculous goal, though.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at it first, you're like, what a free kick, and then you look at replays, you're thinking, is the goalkeeper absolutely gone mental?
Yeah.
Because he literally just shoots the free kick. No bend, not over the wall, not round the wall, just by the side of the wall, straight line, straight up to the... And the goalkeeper doesn't take it either because he's not covering it and the wall's not covering it. How that could happen in that level of football is shocking, but it did. Shocking.
And Yefle, the team that we watch a lot, they got a point... yesterday against Falkenberg, so maybe not a great result, but
no, it looks like the two of them, Gävle and Falkenberg, already are kind of down. I mean, more than half the season has gone. Gävle 6 point by Helsingborg and Djurgården, and you would imagine that Djurgården might get some kind of momentum going now with new managers and all around.
So we will,
but they did lose in the weekend.
Yeah, so we will look at this weekend's game. We'll do another one on Friday.
Yes, indeed.
So, spare a thought for James Mackay, who's
dead.
Not with us.
But it's a
big game this weekend.
Yeah, early game.
Huge match, in fact. Crystal Palace, Bournemouth.
Tottenham, Liverpool, early kickoff. Very important game for...
It's very early.
For Poole. What is that? Liverpool's third away game?
Yeah, because their stadium's not getting fixed, isn't it?
Third away game, okay. Interesting for them. They'll have a lot of home games coming up for them. Chelsea, Burnley. We'll see if Burnley can keep the momentum.
But we can look at these we're going to do another one on Friday.
Yeah, do so, that.
Wow. Did you have a seizure then when I said, we'll look at this weekend's fixtures, and then you just open the page? That's like, don't read the Bible, Father. Don't read the Bible.
And then on the third day.
Is Tottenham, that the girls
is that the normal times?
That's English time, so it'll be...
Yeah. So 12:30. Kind of early, though.
1:30. Those are 4 o'clock here.
But they're only an hour behind.
Yeah, yeah, but this is, you know... Doesn't matter. It's 4 o'clock, it should say. It says 2 o'clock. So yeah. Just add 2 hours to that time.
But that's not English time, then, is it?
No.
That's like South Greenland time.
UTC. Ultra Timbuktu Conversation. That's a time zone.
I don't know how many people have just waited and waited for the gold, and they're getting a bit fed up with dick jokes, but we got it in the end. The fucking UTC. Yeah, you know me. We'll have a look at the fantasy football as well on Friday. We'll check out how people are going. Have a great week, folks. If you're back at work and it's the first one back since the semester, we're praying for you. And we'll talk to you soon. That's quite serious.
Yeah. Goodbye. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.